The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's two visitors for this evening, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. And here's Bing Crosby.
Snoqualmie Jojo, a chief from the big snow, loved a maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know? He said, Skookum, I'll catch ye. Take yous down to Wenatchee with a bundle of scratches. Buy you a wedding bow. He promised jive and lie to pitch a wigwam there. She dug, but she preferred some square from Delaware. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow. Just a guy that's gone loco. Post the qual mid joe.
Snoqualmie Jojo,
Snoqualmie Joe,
a chief from the big snow,
doot doot doot, loved a maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know?
He said, honey, I'll catch ye.
He said he gonna catch
ye. Take you down to Wenatchee,
doot doot doot, with a bundle of scratchies. Buy you a wedding bow.
He told her jive and lie that she was sharp and cute. She dug, but she preferred an old beat-up Paiute. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow. Just a guy that's gone loco. Poor Snoqualmie Joe,
Snoqualmie Jojo,
a chief from the big snow,
a chief from the big snow,
loved a maiden named Moonglow,
a chief from the big snow.
Now the guy has gone loco,
the moon and the glow got Snoqualmie Joe.
It's the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, bound around the world to wherever our soldiers are stationed. I say soldiers because the Army isn't overlooking a bet to spread the news to you men that plenty of soldiers are wanted and are eligible to volunteer as paratroopers. It's the chance that a lot of you have been waiting for to get that rugged paratrooper training, to wear the famous boots and wings of the paratrooper, and to sign for that extra $50 a month. It's a chance to join the outfit that hits the enemy first where it hurts him the most.
Psst, psst. Hey, Bing, can I interrupt?
Psst, anybody but me.
Look, you gotta listen to me, Bing. Hmm? There's a guy outside wants to beat me up.
All right, Yuki, I'll go right out.
To fight him?
To get in line.
What did you do to provoke this man, Yuki?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. He did all the talking. All I said was, I'd like to see you do it.
Well, you know, some people resent remarks like that.
Yeah, well, Mr. Trotter, would you come out with me and help me fight?
I have a rule, Yuki. I never fight anybody unless he's my own size.
He's a non-combatant.
Well, somebody's got to do something. I can't fight this guy tonight.
Why not?
I got a date at the blood bank tomorrow.
To put in or take out?
Well, gee, I'd love to help you, Yuki, but I can't put up any kind of a fight.
Yeah? What are you doing later?
Tell you what, Yuki, I'll hold your hand and walk out with you. We'll pretend you're my little boy.
Hi, Yuki, ask your ma if your pa's working tonight.
Okay, kid me. Ridicule me. You know what's going to happen to me, don't you?
That guy's going to catch you sneaking out the side door.
Me, Yuki? Sneak out the side door?
Yeah.
That'll be cowardly. That would make people think I'm afraid. That'll be a blot on my record.
What are you going to do?
Where's the back door?
While Yuki cuts himself an exit, La Maxwell and friend touch you with a ballad called Together. Leave us touch it lightly, Max.
We strolled the lane together,
laughed at the rain together,
sang love's refrain together,
and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together,
cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory, we always will. together. We strolled the lane together,
laughed at the rain together,
sang love's refrain together,
and we both pretend it would never end.
One day together,
cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
Turning to the charioteer's treatment of one of our better-known westerns, here is one of our better-known cheddar hustlers.
The point-free holiday on Kraft cheese spreads has come to a sudden end, as we warned you it might. But still, these deliciously tempting and handy spreads are only 1 point a glass full. Yes, that's the new point cost on 5 different kinds of Kraft cheese spreads. Just 1 point. You can have the zestful Kraft Limburger or Roca spread, or Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, or Relish spread. Splendid variety for your snacks and sandwiches. Snacks and sandwiches made in a jiffy. And nutritious, too, because these spreads are wholesome dairy foods. Now, there's no telling how soon this opportunity may end. So, stock up. Tomorrow, get plenty of the 5 Kraft cheese spreads, available now at only 1 point for a generous glassful. Don't forget.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Behind, nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone, a new day's born at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song.
Thank you, boys. Leave us for a moment now to turn our backs on a grim world. Turn back our memories to around 1927 when there was peace in the world. And even the Dorsey brothers were playing together. Those were halcyon days when the Horn of Plenty was Tommy Dorsey's trombone and Jimmy Dorsey's saxophone. Radio fans tuned in to hear the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra theme, themselves onto the ether with... Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. You remember, Jimmy, when we made those records together?
I sure do, Bing. My saxophone, Tommy's trombone, and your singing.
Just what was it that caused you guys to split up, Tommy?
Your singing.
Oh. Well, whatever it was that brought about the breach, Jimmy formed his own fine band. And as Jay, opera steers Dorsey, started off with me right here in the old Kraft Music Hall. Tommy did a little better.
Yes.
Becoming that sentimental gentleman of swing. Tonight, they're making their first appearance together anywhere. That is, this early in the evening. And having gotten them to knock their old theme music, it ought to be a cinch to get them back on the brotherly main line. What do you say, Tommy?
Well, ask Jimmy what he thinks, Bing.
What do you think, Jimmy?
Ask Tommy why he hasn't been over to catch me at the Palladium.
Jimmy wants to know why you haven't been over to catch him at the Palladium.
Tell him I haven't had the time.
Kid says he hasn't had time.
Ask him why he doesn't come over tonight.
Why don't you eliminate the middleman, you two boys? Be a better idea.
I'm willing.
So am I. Let's shake. Hiya, Jimmy, old boy.
Hiya, Tommy, old scout.
Well, now that we're friends, I'm coming over tonight to catch your band. Reserve a ringside table and leave passes for a party of 14.
Bing. Tell him he'll have to pay.
Kid says you'll have to get something out, Thomas.
Crosby, the great arbitrator. Fine thing. No. Say, Tommy, with your brother Jimmy playing the sax, how come you chose a trombone?
I had a longer reach.
Which one of you men first learned to swing?
Tommy. But I learned to duck.
Why can't you boys be nice to each other?
We were until success ruined Tommy.
Did it?
His hat got too big for his trombone.
Look, you're jealous.
Why should I be jealous?
I can play the trombone.
Who wants to play the trombone?
Look, I'm known as the sentimental gentleman of swing.
Who wants to be known as that sentimental gentleman of swing?
Sinatra used to sing for me. I lost Sinatra.
Who wants to lose Sinatra?
Look, let's keep Crosby out of this.
That's the way it goes, right, George? And the guy who's trying to stop the beef always gets tagged. Did you ever notice? Me and my big, fat memories.
Well, if it's memories you want, Bing, I remember our first band, the Scranton Sirens. Played the nightshirt circuit.
What's the nightshirt circuit?
On one night, off in the morning.
But we had ambition. We wanted to build the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra just like the Lombardo Brothers built theirs.
But it didn't work. You ran out of bookings, huh?
No, we ran out of brothers.
It must have been awful around your house when you two boys were learning to play the sax and the trombone.
Worse than that, we both started out playing the trumpet.
I can still play the trumpet.
Me too.
Well, who plays the trumpet the best?
Harry James.
You let him get ahead. Why don't you join James's band and learn a few riffs, you
boy? Oh, no, Bing. If I ever join the band, there's only one outfit I'd like to be with.
Which one?
Phyllis Spitalny.
I'm joining Ina Ray Hutton.
I want to hear more about your boyhood days, Jimmy.
Tommy'll just talk like he's a musician.
Well, isn't he?
Just a front for his band. Ask John Scott Trotter.
What does he know about it?
Biggest front in the business.
You know, Bing, these two men don't look at all alike. Are you two really brothers?
Are you really two brothers?
Can I get a reserved seat for
Ringside,
this fight?
Ringside, step right down front, Yuki. In this corner, we have Jimmy Dorsey, and in the other corner, Tommy Dorsey.
Hiya, T.D.
Hiya, D.T.
Look, don't be that way. I'm one of your fans. I've even noticed that when you play a trombone, a fine spray comes out.
Can't help it, Yuki. It's a Republican horn.
What's that got to do with the spray?
Dewey.
Get any on you, Yuki?
Well, we have here the skeleton of the slip horn, I guess.
Yeah, Bing, and they love me out at MGM. They even took out insurance on me. Hmm? They got my lips insured.
Has Paramount got your voice insured, Bing?
Ah, yes, Jimmy, and for a pretty penny.
A pretty penny? How much is that?
Well, some of these new pennies look like dimes.
Well, I'm in pictures. What do you think I should have insured?
Get full coverage.
We're not getting anywhere getting these two boys to make up, Bing.
Not progressing. You got any solution, Max?
Well, after every fight I have, I kiss and make up.
Knock that chip off my shoulder.
Well, no more chips, mister. Let's bring a little harmony back to the hall. You know, I think we could do it if you three got together the way you did when you used to make records.
We'd try it, Ken. Shall we knock something lightly, men? Jimmy, you get the sax, and Tommy, get the slush pump. I shall work on the cymbal. Hmm?
For someone, why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes. So you make me feel so grand, I want to tell the world it's true, just so you'll understand each fool is a... I should wait.
Like you.
I hear you calling.
Exactly like you.
But I can't reach you.
Exactly like you.
Why don't you phone me?
Is back. 1928, Herbert Hoover is elected president of these United States, and a conclave of European statesmen calls peace world's first problem. 1928, women's skirts reach well above the knee, and speakeasies are crowded by a paper prosperity. 1928, and in many a young girl's parlor, thinking young men can be heard saying,
I love you, darling. Love you with a mad, burning flame that is as intense as it is pure. Come, let me hold you in my arms. Let me smother you with kisses.
Harry.
What?
Stop reading that book. There are better things to do on a soft summer evening like this than to read out loud to each other.
You're knocking education, huh? Yeah. What's better to do, for instance?
Well, we could... Well, remember some of the games we used to play when we were kids?
Like post office?
Uh-huh.
It's no fun with just two people.
Well, let's do something besides read out loud to each other.
Say, would you really like me to surprise you?
You surprise me all the time, Harry.
Oh, this is a big surprise. Turn out the light.
This one?
Yep. Now get that little one. I want it completely dark in here.
It's darker than usual this evening because the street light's broken. Usually shines in.
Oh, this is wonderful. Now sit here next to me.
Here I am. Now, what's the surprise?
Look, I got a watch with a radium dial.
I'm awfully happy, Harry. Really, I am. Now maybe you'll begin to know what time it is.
Dig-a-dig-a-doo, dig-a-doo-doo.
Oh, Harry, that again.
What's the matter? Don't you like sentimental songs?
Well, that's just it. I do. Songs like, you tell me your dream, I'll
I'll tell you mine.
Well, how about climb upon my knee, sonny boy,
No,
that's a fine thing. That's pure sentiment.
Oh, I mean sentimental like, oh, give me a June night, the moonlight and you.
Oh, well, why didn't you let me know what was on your mind? Get a load of this.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by as long as I have you. That's true. But what care I, say I'll get by as long as
I'll get by, we turn to our friend with some helpful suggestions on getting by these days. Speak, friend.
You know, it's certainly a break for the ration point budget when you can have a tempting, satisfying main dish to serve four people at a couple of meals and spend just a single ration point. Well, that's what you can do with Kraft Dinner, the delicious, quick-cooking macaroni and cheese. You can get two boxes of this popular Kraft product tomorrow for no more than the point cost of one. Two packages for 1 point. In each package, you'll find the special fast-cooking macaroni and a packet of Kraft Grated. Pop the macaroni into boiling water, and in just 7 minutes it will be done, deliciously fluffy and tender. Drain off the water and sprinkle in the cheese goodness, and that's how the Kraft Grated speeds things up. So as fast as you can make the coffee, you can have your hearty main dish of macaroni and cheese. It's really remarkable. And now the special news is that you can get two packages of this Kraft Dinner for only one ration point. Get Kraft Dinner from your dealer tomorrow. Lay in a supply.
So sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you?
I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Amor, amor, my love. When you're away, there is no day, and nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine, and love me only. Be mine and love me only.
For this Thursday in the Old Craft Music Hall, friends. Next Thursday, the same time, the same group, with the addition of the man who gave such an outstanding performance in the picture as Private Mulvihill in the picture See Here, Private Hargrove. I'm speaking of none other than Mr. Keenan Wynn. So between now and then, better have another look at your budget. Better figure where you can do some cutting, because the fifth war loan has yet to be met. We have to meet it. It's not much credit to us, is it? Our loved ones are meeting fire and cold steel. And we can't even meet a loan that pays off $4 for every three. There are just 2 days more to put across that loan. Get on it. Don't let somebody else pay for your membership in the human race. Good night.
Tune in to Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at this same time to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Men, Yuki, the Charioteers, and our special guest for the evening, Keenan Wynn. Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the Technicolor musical Bathing Beauty. Tommy Dorsey may be heard on the all-time hit parade.
Another shopping note for tomorrow. You know the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese, soft, creamy white, fresh tasting? You know how delicious it is on snacks, on the breakfast toast, and in salads. Well, enjoy it now. You can get two packages for only one ration point. Genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese with Kraft's guarantee of freshness. Look for the name Philadelphia brand on the wrapper to make sure of quality, then get two packages for 1 point.
National Broadcasting Company.